Welcome to
Welcome to the podcast.
the
The podcast, what a name. The
podcast. We haven't thought of the name yet,
only
but
one you need.
we'll figure that out
The
soon
only
enough.
podcast you need.
You're right, you're
Anyway.
okay,
Yeah,
let's go.
so we're just gonna talk about whatever fucking interests us.
I think we should start, well, relevancy. I was watching the football last night, so I think we should start with that.
Yeah, the which one, which game are you watching?
There was two
Oh, you
games
were
on
watching,
last.
but they're both on, were they?
Schalke and City. Yeah, both of them at the same time. Schalke and City and Juventus and
I didn't
Atletico.
actually watch them, but I did see the scores. Kind of shocked at Juventus. I thought they'd win that.
I was expecting more, but at the end of the day, you can't rule out Atletico. They're a strong team for a reason, especially at home.
But even then, like, they're not having the best of years. Like, they're like, even after Real Madrid's like shocking start to the year, they're like, Real Madrid are second in the league.
Yeah, but Juventus are like 13 points clear
Exactly, like,
at the
another
top.
reason why, like, people say the quality of the Italian league isn't great, but I mean, it's not that bad.
Which
It's
I
not that
agree
bad,
with.
like, if you get me.
Yeah. But I would agree that the quality of the Italian league isn't as good.
Yeah, oh, obviously, yeah. Actually, I
It's
say that as recording this podcast, Atletico are back up to second. Yeah,
Oh,
so
really?
they're 2 points ahead.
Oh,
Real
it's
Madrid
not
have
too
lost
bad then.
seven times this year.
Yeah, they've
Jeez.
crumbled. It really shows that Ronaldo has just been
That's what
carried
I
over the past
was
few years,
reading
like big
something
time.
somewhere that was like their most losses in a season since 08, 09, the year they signed, like the year before they signed Ronaldo.
It's
Like
actually
it is
crazy.
mad, it was Ronaldo FC.
It really was when you think about it. Like, he had so much control with that
Oh,
club.
ridiculous amount of control.
Remember, I'm pretty sure it was a few times he had a saying on some signings. Like, who was it? I can't quite remember who it was. It was a big star. And he was like, no, I don't want them at the
It
club.
is like, oh my God, I'm on his Wikipedia right now, and his goal scoring record is like, there's no comparison anywhere. 311 goals in 292 games for Real Madrid. Like, what?
That's unhuman. Like, I'm like on the debate of Messi and Ronaldo, I am Messi, but I can respect Ronaldo for just being an out and out goal scorer. I think out and out goal scorer, he's probably the best we've ever
Yeah,
seen.
I'd have to agree. Like, you know the way they say, like, oh, Pele scored 1,000 goals in his career and all.
No. Pele was a hoax. I'm telling you.
No, hold up. Hold up. That is a hot take. Pele is a hoax.
It's
Pele is a
boiling
hoax.
hot. It is boiling hot. Well,
The
not a
man has
hoax,
three
but
World Cup
like.
medals, okay?
Okay, maybe it was a bit too hot. But out and out goal scorer, I think Ronaldo over Pele.
Man, okay.
Just for the simple fact, I know Pele won the World Cup by 16. That, as an achievement alone, is unbelievable. But the quality of football from then compared to now is different levels, completely
Absolutely.
different levels.
I totally agree with you that I think you pull Pele in today's world, he doesn't do as well.
Hell no, he's been playing for like Sheffield United or something. Like, it's. He's. I don't know.
Oh, Jesus. Pele
I
scored
think.
a hat trick in the 1958 World Cup at 17 years of age.
I just called him a
Against France in the semi-final.
Okay, I take it back.
I think you can't really question Pelé.
Yeah, true.
And he scored two goals in the final as Brazil beat Sweden 5-2 in Stockholm.
I understand I was wrong. No need to name it.
stats are ridiculous. Like,
No, I heard some, I can't quite remember who it was, but I remember someone was saying that Pele's goal scoring record was not a hoax, but like, I don't know how to say it. How
well,
do I
if you
say
look
it?
at
I don't know how to
if
put
you
it into
look at
words.
Wikipedia, Pele's whole "Oh yeah, I've scored 1,000 goals in my career" is bollocks. It says here
How
he's only
so?
scored 650 club goals and then 77 for his national team. So I don't know
So like,
where's those
where did
350
extra
goals
300
gone.
gone? Yeah. I'm taking back my statement. It is a hoax. 1,000
Can I
goals.
just give you a quote that I've read here? Following Pele's
Well.
second goal, Swedish player Sigvard Parling would later comment, "When Pele scored the fifth goal in that final, I have to be honest and say I felt like applauding." Like, Jesus.
Well, there's not you can much really do when it's 5-0 in
Nah,
the
but like, this is a man who was playing a World Cup final in his own backyard. Like, it was Sweden in Sweden,
Yeah.
and Brazil spanked them.
Well, that Brazil team was
Ah, nice
pretty
one.
good.
With Pella in the field, the Brazilian team's record was 67 wins. Yeah, of
Oh,
course.
classic. For the listeners
Oh,
at home,
one.
that one listener at home, shout out to my mom, by the way. She's probably going to be listening to this. The number 67 is, it's a weird thing that sits with us. Like, there's this growing artist, no, growing group called, oh, what are they called again, Brogan?
What do you mean? It's just 6-7, isn't it?
Yeah, it's 6-7, yeah. And oh, since we've listened to 6-7, Brogan was the one who pointed it out to me. Since he listened to 6-7, he has seen the number 67 everywhere. And I didn't believe him until he said it to me. And then I started to see it. And then I said it to my friend. Now he starts to see it.
We're
It's
trying to work out. We're trying to work out whether
spooky.
it is cursed or whether it is lucky. Because to me, it's been lucky. Like, my favorite team, Celtic, won the European Cup in 1967. So it seems to me like it is a good number. Like, it hasn't given me any bad luck as of yet. Actually, did I tell you, Craig, that yeah, I think I did, that my bus from here to town is 67 stops. Yeah, like
No way,
genuinely.
really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't really show you, but there on
Yeah.
the Journey Plan app or whatever it is, it tells you how many stops there are, and it was 67, and I couldn't believe it.
I see. There's an example. And do you know what I always see when I'm on the bus? If you're standing at the front ready to get off, there's like a little
Yeah.
plaque at the front of the bus and it says how
Yeah.
many the bus can fit.
67. Yeah, I've seen it.
Guess how many? 67
That's
people.
mad. It's just a
See?
mad number. I don't understand. Like,
Oh. It's bad
I
juju, but
am
it's good
not
juju.
superstitious whatsoever, like at all.
Yeah, same.
But this is just weird. I have to, like, it just keeps showing up.
That meme. It's like, I'm afraid of nothing, but that
That...
I fear it. It scares
Oh,
me.
honestly, it does scare me, but I'm kind of respecting it at the moment. I'm just kind of like, allow it.
You come to kind of just accept it into your life, don't you, at this stage? You're like, another 67 off. It's
It's
okay.
fine.
It's nothing too special
I
now.
was mad when we were in Luke's and we had to get the 67 bus home, and I didn't die, so I presume we're all good.
For now.
For now, until we anger it.
Right. I have
Big
a big
question, hit
question
me.
for you. Would you rather City win the league or Liverpool win the league? Come
Coming
on
from
from
a
a
United
United fan.
fan point, I think 9 United fans out of 10 would tell you Man City to win the league. It.
But what? It's
Right,
your actual rivals.
there's a few reasons, right, that I was actually thinking about this a while ago, right? I came to the conclusion that
Right.
if you look back in like the 90s and kind of the 80s as well, the two teams of the Premier League were Man United and Liverpool. There was no one else. City were
Yeah.
shit.
True.
Chelsea were
Yeah.
shit. Arsenal
Trash.
were all right, but it was still mainly United
Yeah.
and Arsenal, or United and Liverpool. So that rivalry grew from then. While it was only when 2009, I believe, Man City were bought by whatever his fucking name is. And it's only
Yeah,
been then,
I know
since
what you're talking
then,
about.
that it became more than a local derby. It was actually a competitional derby, if that's a word, if you get me. Whereas
I
United and
understand what you mean,
Liverpool,
but yeah.
like, I know Liverpool had their kind of stint where they kind of finished like between like kind of 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th place, that kind of area.
Yeah, when we were
Yeah,
trash and we had
fucking
like
like
Jay
Rafa
Spearing playing for us,
Benitez
yeah.
era. Like, even
Yeah.
when they won the European Cup, they were trash, or the Champions League, they were trash. Like,
Yeah, I
but
know.
I think even then they were good enough to keep that rivalry with United going, and it would be quite a good game. And I think also plays into the matter that City have won two, three leagues now. Two or three. Two.
Two,
And Liverpool haven't
I
won
think,
any.
yeah.
And it's kind of the what United have is like, oh, well, we have 18 league titles and you have zero. And I suppose you just can go, yeah, well, where's your. We have two more European Cups, but
Yeah.
I feel like that is the only reason. Like, from a logical point of view, like, you'd rather Liverpool, but I feel like just from kind of a grudge, you'd want City.
See, like I would agree with you, but if it was in my position, like if it was
Would you rather United or
Real
Everton to win the league?
United or Everton, United all day. I do not want Everton to even get close to top four.
Well, I suppose
Like
in your whole history, were Everton ever better than Liverpool? Whereas
no.
Liverpool were better than United, and United were better than Liverpool. So there is a bit of a
Yeah.
distinction there.
True, true. Do you think they're gonna do it? Do you think Liverpool are gonna bottle it or?
I don't think at this stage it would be bottling it.
I think a lot of people are panicking too much.
I don't know.
Like when you really look at it, we've only lost once still, and it was against City.
Yeah, that is true. Hang on. Let me get the league table up and.
It should be window.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have lost once. Then five draws are pretty hefty, though.
Yeah, we have like I think three or four draws from our last four or
Two
five
draws and a
games.
loss in your last six. Yeah, I'm just looking. These are both on 65 points. You just have a game in hand. Like from this point now, I don't. It wouldn't be bottling it if he didn't win it. I still think it is a massive achievement for Liverpool even to finish second, seeing as they've been kind of far behind for a while.
Like, obviously, I would do anything to see us win the league. Well, if we didn't, I don't think I'd be that annoyed, because just the way that the club is progressing, I'm happy enough with it.
No, I.
Like, from
Go on now.
where
Sorry.
then? From, like, seeing what's his name? J. Cole? No, not J. Cole. What's the rapper? Ballyhead. He used to play for Chelsea and
Elka?
West Ham. No.
Joe Cole.
Cole. Joe Cole. From seeing like Joe Cole, Jay Spearin, what are that donkey
Stuart
dude we have
Downing.
playing for us? Oh,
Fucking
Jesus
hell.
Christ. From going from them only a few years ago to now, from being in the Champions League final last year and now challenging for the Premier League, I am so happy with that progression alone. I'd be okay with us not winning. But at the same time, I would absolutely love if we won it.
I'm gonna Google the 2008 2009 season Premier League table.
I'm saying like sixth, maybe. No, wait, 2008, 2009. That's Torres era.
Oh,
Fifth,
actually,
fourth.
he came second that year. Yeah.
To use.
Four points behind. So he's had a good year. So I don't know what era I'm thinking of, but I never remember Liverpool finishing second other than Brendan Rodgers' era.
Ah, the brooch. What a
Think
man. What a man. He really is. Yeah,
there was no real shock in that team. Man City came 10th.
just shows it, like, as I was saying, with the progression. Did you see that we broke the record for, I think it was gross profit
Liverpool.
earned? Yeah, this year we broke, I think it was
Holy
40 million.
shit. I'm
Don't
just
quote
after
me on that.
seeing Fulham came seventh.
Man, Fulham used to
They
have a
got our
decent
Europa
squad.
League to qualifying round. Man, they had fucking Steve Sidwell and the boys.
Baller.
They
Baller.
finished one place above Tottenham. Nice.
Jesus. I'm actually afraid of Tottenham. Tottenham have spent zero. $0, £0, cash, everything, shekels, nothing, and they are still in for the title race.
Shekels.
It is scary. To think that they have Harry Kane coming back as well. He was in training yesterday.
Oh,
I
no
seen him.
way. This season it tells you the managerial changes. And it was Chelsea sacked Avram Grant in May. So was that like
I don't
start of the
even
year, I
remember him.
guess, technically? Okay, I was about to say they finished third, so why did
Yeah.
they sack their manager? But yeah, that would make more sense. Any Tony Adams got the sack?
Damn, Tony Adams, yeah. I forgot he used to manage him.
Alan Shearer became the manager of Newcastle.
He got a rough time. I know the results didn't go for him, but he just embodies what Newcastle is.
Oh, and then actually, Chelsea sacked. So they sacked Avram Grant at pre-season,
The start of
and they
the okay.
appointed Luis Felipe Scolari as manager,
Scary.
and then they sacked Scolari in February, and appointed Gus Hiddink.
Gus Hiddink, what a legend.
While they were in fourth place, like, how was that bad? Like,
have you ever noticed, like, if a manager gets sacked, Gus Hiddink always just
oh,
seems to pop
he's
up.
rumored for
Like,
every
no
single
matter what.
fucking club there is.
He's like the Sam Allardyce almost. Like, no matter what, they're always like, just Big Sam, throw him in, he'll sort you.
Holy shit. You know what I was like,
Yeah.
you know when I said Tottenham were eight and that was poor?
Yeah.
They sacked Juan de Ramos and assigned Harry Redknapp when they were in 20th position. They were last place and they sacked them and he finished eighth. Respect Harry Redknapp.
People need to put some respect
Correct.
on Harry's name.
Oh, it
Deadline
gives you
day
all the
hero.
results. Do you want to know the United Liverpool? I do.
No. Wait, 2008,
Yeah.
2009? I think we smashed it. I think that was the year that
Yeah, he
Forrest, like,
smacked us
really
up
joined
4-1
Gerrards,
in the
wasn't
first game.
it? Yeah, I remember it. Steven Gerrard
And
scored a free
then
kick.
Liverpool United. Then he's beat us 2-1 in the second game. So he's beat us. He's took 6 points off us and he still managed to finish 4 points behind.
Well, come on now. It's in the past. Forget about it.
You know,
What do you...
Oh, shit. Anelka was top scorer. Ronaldo, second place. Gerrard, third place. Robinho, fourth place. No fucking way. Man City's Robinho. What a man.
What happened to him?
He thought he was...
He
He
is
thought he was signing for
wasted
United.
talent.
Yeah, he was like...
Really?
He was like, I was
And he signed for
unaware there was
City?
two clubs in Manchester.
That's like, oh, you shouldn't say that. Jesus
Okay.
Christ. I'm surprised they didn't just kick
So,
him out.
He played for Santos, yeah. 108 games, 47
Yeah.
goals. Not bad as a kind of winger type player.
Yeah.
Moved to Real
Yeah.
Madrid, 101 games, 25 goals. Less good. For some reason, Man City were like, yeah, that's fucking unreal. Signed them for like 50 million or something. Ridiculous. Oh shit, I've just seen in November 2017, an Italian court convicted Robinho of sexual assault in January 2013, gang rape of a 22-year-old Albanian woman at a Milan nightclub.
Rubinho, classy
I
as
love it.
ever.
He is still playing for Istanbul
Where?
Başakşehir.
Yeah, I was gonna say Turkey or
He's
Greece.
playing for the same team, I believe, as Dembaba.
Can we not speak of his
Why
name?
not?
What do you mean, why
Dembaba.
not?
What's wrong with Dembaba?
Yeah. No, nothing at now.
What about
Dembaba,
him? Oh
Gerrard.
yeah, he is playing for the same
Yeah.
team as Dembaba. No way. To be fair, he scored a fucking worldie against United.
Really, I respect him when he was at Newcastle. Then he went Chelsea. I don't know who
No,
is
the
that.
Chelsea, like he scored. I think it was one of his first goals. He wasn't having a great at Chelsea. He got the call to start up front against United, and he scored a fucking worldie. I'm gonna Google it now.
He was, him and Papa Cisse used to be a sick
Oh,
partnership. Look, filth
yeah, it was
partnership.
FA Cup, I remember. Hang on, I'm gonna turn that down because that's probably annoying as fuck. Fucking Mata on the ball. Danny Welbeck marking Mata. Oh, what a goal! Oh, what a goal! I'm gonna send you the
Beauty.
link. On Messenger, I'd say. Where are you, Craig? Because it's a fucking worldie of a goal. And, like, That's coming from a United fan, so you know what I mean. I was talking to my dad about the Scottish League, and he asked me the question, how many teams have actually won the Scottish Premier League? And my question to you is, have a guess, how many teams do you think have won the Scottish Premier League? And
Okay.
bearing in mind, the Scottish Premier League started in 1890, so that's 120 odd years ago.
Right, I'm gonna bang out a few here. Right, Celtic Rangers.
I mean, just about, I'd say I'd give you that one, yeah.
well, yeah. Dundee. Celtic Rangers,
Actually, if you can
Dundee.
get these all, I will give you 500 euro.
Okay, Hibs. No. Yeah,
Okay,
Hibs.
hang on, let me write these down. I'm
Great.
using accountant paper. Won't need that anymore. So,
Lila
Celtic, Rangers,
Rangers,
Dundee,
Dundee, Hibs.
Dundee, Hibs, yeah.
Celtic Rangers, Dundee, Hibs. I don't want to say Hearts, so no. Definitely not Poxy Saint Mirren.
No, not Poxy Saint Mirren, thankfully. Man, I'm so confident of not giving you 500 quid, I'll give you three lives as well. The other Dundee, I was
The
waiting
other
for that, yeah,
Dundee.
Dundee United. Okay, I'll give you how
Four.
many there are. Okay, so there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And you have currently five.
Hearts.
Wait, you cut out there. What'd you say? Oh, I didn't hear. Hearts?
Hearts.
Yes. Six. You're
Right,
over
six.
halfway.
That's 250 quid in
That's not how
the
it
bag.
works, buddy.
Who else?
Man, if you Google this, well, I'm gonna know who you're Googling it because you're gonna
No,
whip
I'm
out
not. No, I'm
some.
not gonna
There's
Google.
one mad team.
Patrick Thistle.
No. That's one life gone.
Ah, shit. I don't even know. I really don't. Hold on, let me even just look at the league table. Because I'm stuck here. Scottish
There's
league
three
table.
more. You don't need to look at the Scottish League table, man.
Oh shit. Aberdeen is one.
Aberdeen.
Has to be.
Aberdeen. Okay.
Apologies, apologies.
Kilmarnock, yep.
Kilmarnock. How many is that?
Let me
Eight?
count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Livingston, no. St. Mirren, no.
There's one more you can get. Yeah,
Motherwell.
Motherwell.
Yeah. No, I'm
One,
hit
two,
from
three,
here, am
four,
I?
five, six, seven, eight, nine. But there's 11. Where's the other?
Saint Johnston.
No. Yeah, there's one that you might get at a push, but the other one is just no. Like, I don't even know if they're a club anymore. Let me see. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh no. They dissolved in 1967.
Oh
Of course. Of course they would.
right, I'm gonna keep going. Peterhead.
Peterhead. What?
Yeah.
No.
Scottish League
No,
team. Come on,
keep
man.
your
You need to
head.
educate yourself.
I've not won the Scottish Premier League.
East Fife.
East Fife came third place twice. Yeah.
Really? I'm surprised they even got into the first division. Jesus. I give up.
Okay,
I don't know.
Dumbarton
Yeah, no.
won it
Never was
twice.
getting that. Jesus.
And actually, Dumbarton won it twice, and their last one was in 1892. And then
Only
third
recently.
Lanark.
Never
No.
would have got that either. But I'm happy with what I got. I think I got like nine.
Yeah, you got 9. 9 out of 11 is pretty good. And you
Yeah.
only used one strike. Well, actually, you used more, but up until you got the 9, you'd only used one strike.
I'm coming for that 500 quid, I'm telling you, next time.
Between them, Rangers and Celtic have won nearly 89% of the titles.
Now, bear in mind, Rangers are only a new
I mean,
club.
the old Rangers. No, we're not talking about Sevco here. They've won nothing.
Yeah,
Come
come on.
on, come on.
They never will win anything
You want to know the last
Oh.
year someone who wasn't Rangers or Celtic won the league?
1981. No, that's too early. 1946.
1946. Jesus, man. You were actually re you
Am I
were
close?
very close with 1981. Yeah, it was
Shit.
in
Who was it?
1981 Celtic won it, then in 1982 83 Dundee won it, 1983 84 Aberdeen won it, and then in 1984-85 Aberdeen won it again because they were managed by Alex Ferguson. They won
Shit,
the European Cup Winners' Cup.
yeah.
But since then, Rangers, Celtic, Rangers, Celtic.
Most recently,
Seven in a row.
Celtic. Soon to be eight. Soon to be eight. Here, what's up with Scotty Brown scoring a?
2-2.
Scoring 2 goals in 2 games now,
It was a bit
like,
wild.
yeah, you didn't see Till in 2 years,
Yeah,
like,
he hadn't scored in 2 years. Like, what? That was mad.
know. They're playing today, aren't
Yeah,
they, actually?
Valencia.
Who are you just playing today? Oh, 2-0 down. Is it
Away.
home or
So,
away?
I didn't have high hopes at the best of times.
Yeah. Hold on, I'm watching this goal.
Oh yeah, so Demba Bowen. Whoa. Whoa, as they say.
What a
Absolute banger. Like,
Jesus.
you look at,
Yeah.
like, I'm just looking at Valencia's team from last week. Like, Cheryshev up front had a banging World Cup. Vass, Daniel
Parejo
Vass,
center mid.
the Dutch player, caused us many a problem when Ireland played them. Or not
Did he
Dutch,
not?
Denmark, Danish, sorry, yeah.
Denmark?
Danish player.
Yeah.
Parejo and
Parejo center
Kondogbia,
mid.
like French international.
That's
Garay,
decent.
centre half, and Neto in goal.
Gaia, left
Did
back.
he play? I don't think he played,
I
no.
think.
It was Antonio Latorre-Greco.
No. I'm loving that. I'm loving
Piccinini on the other wing.
See, like, when it comes to, like, European nights, I do have hope that Celtic can pull one
Oh,
off,
anything
but
can happen, but
I don't
I don't see anything happening.
know. Yeah. Unless I think
You
Weah
think
needs to
Wayne needs to
start.
start? I think Burke needs to start.
Workout on the wing.
I mean, maybe.
Way up top. Oh, but then you're missing out on Eddie.
Yeah. I feel like Eddie misses Dembele. I'm just sad. Like, I mean, obviously, like, the way he was treated by the Celtic fans is a bit appalling, to be honest, but
Yeah, but the way he went
I
around
mean,
it
I
as well.
understand, but like you have to see, this man is not a Celtic fan. He did not grow up
Yeah.
watching Nakamura bang one in top bins.
I've seen a post a few days ago, and it was, what was your favorite last minute winner against who just got brown on? You literally score against
Kilmarnock.
them the
Oh,
last
I
minute.
saw that video. Fucking sick
Kilmarnock.
video, innit?
Yeah, and it was like, who's your favorite last minute winner against Kilmarnock? And it was like Scott Brown, Nakamura, and someone else. And people were like, Brown, Brown, Brown. And I was like, how can you not pick Nakamura? He
Yeah, that
literally
was to
won the
win the
league with a
league,
free
and it
kick in
was
the last minute.
oh, beautiful. Actually, that
No, stop.
there was a
Don't
longer
freak me out.
version of that video. It was just what's your favorite last minute winner? Tom Rogic scored about five of them. Big game player,
Wizard
big
of
game
Oz.
player.
Big, big game player. He loves smashing one against the
He's injured
fence.
at the minute though. Fucking devastated. Fucking.
James Forrest now has come into some beautiful form
Oh
lately.
man, he scored four against Kilmarnock like a while ago,
And out of nowhere as well. Like, I've always kind of rated him. Like, I've always known that he's good. But just lately, he's been on
oh,
fire.
honestly, like
He's reminding me of Paddy a little bit. Just a little bit.
Paddy was just a bit good, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he really was. Whoa. Imagine the team Celtic would have had if they kept some players. Holy shit.
I obviously didn't like the video that yeah,
Hello?
of all
Yeah.
the I thought I did. Fuck. I'll try and find it, but don't hold your hopes up.
That one's pretty quick. It's probably gonna get cut down to about like 20 minutes
I mean, I don't think there's too much shit talking. We've had at least one hot take today as well, which I'm happy about.
True, true.
Okay. Actually, there is a talking point that I just realized. Did you see the Spanish police clashing with Celtic fans?
No.
At first, like I read the headline, it was on Sky Sports News, and I was like, off, like that's. Like Celtic fans, they're like renowned around the world, like good behavior,
Yeah,
all that.
it's
And I
similar
was
to Irish
like,
fans. You never hear us getting in
yeah, and I
trouble.
was like, I'm disappointed in the Celtic fans. But there was a video with it, and I watched the video, and it did not seem like the fans were doing anything. Obviously, you don't get the full context from the video, but it, like, there's just one guy, obviously, he's giving it the big one, but he's not putting anyone in danger, and they like hit him to the floor, and his headphones fall off, and they stamp on his headphones, and then some guy comes over going, "Whoa, what are you doing? What are you doing?" And they start hitting him with his baton, and it's just it to me, it seems like they're being very harsh.
I think when you go away to like Spain, Brazil, and places like that, I don't think the police are kind of like educated enough. Well, not educated, but I think this might be a bit of a hot take, but I think I'm more thuggish, if you'd understand where
Yeah.
I'm coming from, than no, like, I'm not saying that Irish, like the Garda, or even English police are fantastic. Like, they are good, but there's always a bad bunch. But I think once you go away to games in European nights and stuff like that, I don't think the police are educated enough on how to handle the situation, and they think it's okay to do
Yeah.
stuff like that, which it's clearly not.
Yeah. Apparently, five were arrested for something, I don't know, whatever the general term is for being rowdy. And then one was arrested
Yeah.
for drug trafficking. I was like, what?
Was he
It was
drug
probably
trafficking?
he brought drugs from Scotland to Spain to take. Like,
He brought a six pack of Iron Brew over. That's
I
really what
found
happened
the video I tagged you in of the last minute winners,
there.
and like some of them are beauties. I'm just watching it here. Obviously, they have the Nakamura one, fucking Gordon Strachan going 90 on the bench. Darren O'Day, what a man.
Potter, do you know Potter? Potter has his jersey.
Actually, the Celtic jersey.
Yeah, and it's
No
signed.
way.
Match
Fucking
worn.
Darren O'Day's match worn jersey. Oh,
Oh,
here's Tom Rogic's one. I remember watching this game live. He hits it from about 30 yards out. Top bins against Kilmarnock again. Kilmarnock just got unlucky with the fucking
yeah.
spankings we gave them.
The Nakamura free kick, the keeper
Then
doesn't even
here's
move.
Rogic's one in the final to win the treble. Last minute, fucking hell.
Jeez, I just seen Kenny Miller on the bench there. I don't know.
Fucking despise Kenny Miller. Don't get me started.
Knew
Why
it.
would you say his
I knew
name?
it'd
Oh
catch
my
you right up.
God. He's such a dickhead.
Knew it. I don't know what you was doing, ever thinking that it was acceptable to do that.
Just fucking hell.
You just
Like,
know not to do
two doors
those
against
things.
Celtic, he celebrates like a madman. He signs for Celtic. He scores against Rangers, celebrates like a madman. Signs for Rangers, scores for scores against Celtic, celebrates like a madman. He's just like. Like there's people, you look at players like Francesco Totti. Like imagine he moved to Lazio, scored
Oh
his
no.
one contribution to Lazio was scoring against Roma. And then he moved back to Roma. Like, oh, it just boils my blood.
Wouldn't happen, but they wouldn't allow it. He can't remember. I remember he came out and said, "I've cheated on a lot of my girlfriends, but I've never cheated on Roma." That's what you
Oh,
want.
fucking, like, Jesus,
Hold on,
Kenny Miller.
breaking news. Marco Icardi to divorce his wife after she cheated on him with his Inter Milan
Oof.
teammate. Oh, karma's a bitch.
You still have me mad over Kenny Miller.
Apologies, I'm sorry. I didn't mean
Let me
to.
look. Where is this?
It was with Brozovic. Ooh. That's perfect. That's perfect karma. After he. It was Maxi Lopez, wasn't it? That he
I
stole
don't
his
know, to
wife
be
from.
honest. I'd never heard that.
Yeah, his current girlfriend now, his current wife now, was Maxi Lopez's wife or girlfriend. And him and Maxi Lopez were just friends. And then she ended up going off with him. And now he's up getting cheated on with his teammate. Oh, karma.
Fuck it, Cody.
Karma.
I don't like him.
Yeah, no. I don't like him, but I think he's a smashing
He is a
player.
good player.
I wouldn't have him at my club, but
Fucking Kenny Miller played for Hibs as well.
Kenny
Yeah,
Miller.
he played for Hibs as
Anyway.
well. Like, he
I'm surprised he didn't go
signed
to
for
Hearts as
Hibs,
well.
right? Moved to Rangers. Already not a great thing to do, right? Moved to Wolves. Didn't do a whole lot. Then moved to Celtic, played 46 games and scored 11 goals. So, kind of fuck all. Man of the Derby for a season.
Yeah.
6 goals in 33 games. Then he fucked off back to Rangers. Oh my God. Then he moved to Bursaspor. Just didn't know that. Then he moved to Cardiff. Just didn't know that. Then he moved to Vancouver Whitecaps. And then back to fucking Rangers.
Who do you hate more, Kenny Miller or Ali Aitchouf?
Fuck. Oh, well, El Hadj Youssef never did anything against the Rangers, so I'm gonna say El Hadj Youssef. He's a oh yeah,
Aitchouf?
dickhead, dick head.
Any just full on. There's like. I can respect one or two like United players and everything, not so much Rangers. I don't think I can really respect any of them. But Juve was just an out and out scumbag. He's just a person that you can't respect.
On like
Oh,
so many
I hate
things.
that
I'm
smell.
gonna have to Google just
His
El
criminal
Hadj Youssef
record.
being a dickhead. That's oh my God, there's an I at the end of his name. What the fuck? It's El Hadji. El Hadji Youssef being a dick. Okay, I don't know what I was expecting, but nice. El Hadj Youssef takes opportunity to slate retiring Steven Gerrard.
Yeah, I seen that.
Egotist.
Not like he's done much with his career.
He goes, I am Mr. El Hadj Youssef, Mr. Senegal, but he is Mr. Liverpool. What?
He's not Mr. Senegal. Nobody has ever called him Mr. Senegal.
And he scored 3 goals for Liverpool. Three.
Yeah, I don't recognize
He
him.
scored 1 goal for Rangers.
I don't recognize
Dickhead.
him. I don't recognize him as an actual Liverpool player.
He played fucking 59 games,
He's
didn't he?
just one of those, like, yeah, he's just one of those, when you're playing career mode and you get like a new youth in the team who just has a random name and no picture. That's all I do for him. I don't recognize him.
Man, he played 15 games for Rangers and scored 1 goal. I mean, that kind of says it all.
The only good thing he done for Rangers was let Scott Brown laugh in his face.
The Bruni was
Let's be honest.
created.
That's the only good thing he
He was
ever
a
done for
winger and a striker,
Rangers.
right, according to Wikipedia. He scored 69 goals in 428 games.
That's shocking.
He did not
That's
score
shocking.
over 20 goals for any club. 18 was his highest
Christ, I
over
forgot about
2 years at Lens. And
that's not
Liverpool
saying
fucking
much.
signed them.
It was after the World Cup when Senegal did a madness. That was that year that Senegal was unbelievable, and everyone just went, oh, I guess we'll report just the whole team.
Can't believe you got me vexed like this, Craig.
Yeah, I'm sorry. On the first podcast
Oh, there's a list of controversies on his Wikipedia page.
is gonna be long.
Just professional career has at times been overshadowed by controversy. During his time at Sochaux, he was involved in succession of minor transgressions. This resulted in the move to Rennes, where he was convicted for driving without a license and was involved in a car crash. Taking into account his age and evident remorse, the French courts sentenced Juf to community service. Fucking hell, the English one is long. we'll just pick out a few. On 8th January 2011, following Blackburn's 1-0 win over Queen's Park Rangers in the FA Cup third round, QPR manager Neil Warnock accused Duff of taunting Jamie Mackie whilst the latter lay on the pitch injured with a broken leg and referred to Duff as lower than a sewer rat.
Classy.
Alleged abuse of language towards him from, wait, what did he do? Oh, Geoff had been the victim of some alleged abuse of language towards him from opposition supporters in the match against Millwall,
What is he expecting? Realistically, what is he expecting? Millwall fans slag their own players. What is he actually expecting?
like disgraceful stuff. In Scotland,
Get off that topic. All right. Actually, he
Duff
annoys me.
was one of three Rangers players sent off at Scottish Cup fifth round replay after an altercation at the touchline with Neil Lennon and the sent to the referee at full time. Duff was fined £5,000 in April 2011. Oh.
Do you know who he reminds me of? Morales.
Dickhead.
Like, can you see the
Yeah,
similarities?
who was it
Just two
who
scumbags.
who fucking spat on Nemanja Vidic? Cissé, was it? Gibril Cissé.
He's a DJ now. He don't count.
Oi, oi.
Come
Hold
on,
on.
like,
Hang on.
nah, I take that back. I respect him. He's a real
Is
don. Just leave him football to become a DJ.
Jesus. Played for a lot of clubs. Oh, classic when he played for fucking Sunderland. Where is. Wait,
Oh,
sorry, go on.
did you watch that the Sunderland documentary
No,
on
I didn't
Netflix?
actually ever watch it.
Yeah, I haven't got around to watching it, but it looks interesting to see how they've fallen so far.
See, I don't.
Like, to think they were in the Premier League only a
Yeah,
few
that's
years ago.
kind of mad. Actually, I was just saying to someone, I can't remember who it was, but I was saying like the absolute disrespect that Sunderland had to compete in the Checkatrade Trophy, and they drew Newcastle under 23s. Like the under
Yeah.
23s team had to go down and play the full Sunderland team. Like, that's embarrassment.
Yeah. I really feel for the fans, especially the fans that have been there since the start and that are still gone. I respect that though, but to have fallen so far from grace and to still go out every week and support your club, that's big respect.
I have to appreciate it.
Yeah, you have to.
I don't really like Sunderland, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't
I
really
had a
have any,
jersey back in the day.
really.
Yeah, my
Did you
mum went to
actually?
Sunderland, or went to like Newcastle and bought us Sunderland jerseys. But we also had a Sunderland jersey or a Newcastle jersey as well. I always preferred
Yeah,
Newcastle.
I like Newcastle.
Their stadium's class. I love it.
My granddad's been to a fair few stadiums in the Premier League, and he said that's probably the best ones he's ever
Nah,
been to. He says it's just
I
unbelievable.
respect it. I respect the club. I do not respect fucking yeah,
Mike, actually, oh, Jesus
another
Christ, no.
dickhead.
Oh, don't get me started. I'm not even a Newcastle fan, and the hate
And
you
then
have for
fucking poxy Rio Ferdinand, like defending him.
Yeah, sticking up
And
for him.
then who was it? Who's the sexist rat? What's his name? Not
Patrice Evra.
allow your hatred for
Yeah,
Patrice. He's, I don't actually, I probably shouldn't say he's a sexist rep, but I don't know if it's the same person that I'm thinking of. But he's like a BT Sports commentator, or like pundit. And anyway, he was
Was it Graham Souness? Was it?
no. He used to do the Scottish football with Andy Gregg. I forget his name. Anyway, he was saying, well, if Rafa loves the club so much, why doesn't he buy it? Like, what?
Nah.
Like, you can't. No,
Nah.
you're gonna expect him to pay 30 million quid for a striker out of his own fucking pocket. No.
Who
I
actually
can't
said that?
remember his name. I'm gonna have to Google it.
He's a pagan. Nah, who says that? That's like saying if, right, say you have a job, right? And I don't know, for
Richard
example,
Keys.
like
Richard Keys.
in the
That was it.
I don't
Was
know.
he the sexist? I can't remember. I have to
I don't
Google it.
know.
Anyway, what were you saying?
That's like, say you have a job and in the staff room you need a new microwave or some
Yeah.
shit. And like the club has said if you want, oh, the club, sorry. His shop has said if you want a new microwave, we'll get you a new microwave. But then you don't. And then they're like, yeah, why don't you just buy one? It makes
Yeah,
no sense.
exactly.
Why would it come out of your pocket if the company or the club, for example, is expected to do what they're supposed to do, which is buy players. But Mike Ashley is being a dickhead and just treating it as a
You
business.
know who Richard Keys was? Do you remember? It was
No.
just banter. That was him. Yeah, that
It
was
was
him
him.
apologizing for, I think, what did he say?
The
Yeah.
comments
In
that he
January
made.
2011, Keys left Sky Sports after making derogatory comments about a female assistant referee. His off-air comments about Macy, the referee, and the fitness of women to officiate at football matches were recorded and leaked. Further clips were leaked showing the co-presenter Andy Gray and Keyes behaving in a sexist manner. Keyes apologized for the prehistoric banter and said such comments were made off air to work colleagues and were, of course, never intended to be broadcast. He said that if off air conversation of television or radio presenters were recorded, there would be no one left working. That is not to defend what happened. He's a dickhead.
Yeah, basically. Oh, actually, I was so surprised that the JME movie's coming out.
I think I realized it is not a movie. I think it's just the a showing of the album. But
Even
still,
better news,
gas.
he's
Yeah,
actually
he is
dropping an
dropping an
album,
album. Like,
yeah.
that's what I sent it to you. I sent you Skepta's
Yeah.
one. And Skepta's post. Oh, fuck. I'm in the wrong one. And it just said album dropping soon or whatever. I also sent you Wiley was supporting it. I thought that was interesting.
What?
Yeah, like, I
Really?
sent you that post and you liked it.
Yeah, see it, Wiley.
Wiley sporting, it was just interesting that I think you did see in them videos when he was coming at when he was coming at Skepta, he released one a few days later. He's like, oh, I've nothing against Jamie, like Jamie's a don.
But you can't have anything against him. Like, he doesn't do anything wrong.
Oh, like has he ever had beef with anyone? Not that I know of.
No. Yeah. He goes about his own thing, does what he has to do, and doesn't cause beef. So I don't see why Wiley would go for him, which he
He didn't,
didn't.
but I feel like he was dragged in unnecessarily when Wiley was like, oh, you're not even letting your own brother release his album and stuff just because you want the smoke.
I think Wiley just looks like beef. I think everyone knows that. Anyone that knows the grime scene knows that Wiley just looks to cause
I
beef.
think Wiley needs help. Like, he seems like he's gone crazy.
I really
Like,
think he
it
is.
genuinely seems as though he's like erratic and just kind of not in control.
Yeah.
Hot take.
Well, no, that's not even a thing that's like educated. Like if anyone looked at it from an outside perspective and just watched these Instagram stories, for instance, they'd be like, he's not right in the head. This man's
Like
not
he's
right in the
just.
head. But then at the same time, I've listened to Poet speak on him a few times, and Poet says that it's all just kind of like he just does this for the banter. Like deep down, he's actually probably the most sane person he knows, but we don't know that.
Do you think that beef will be resolved and he will be back in BBK?
Think the beef, I think it will be resolved. But will he be back in BBK? I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you. See, I'm thinking like if Ugzi and Chip can be resolved, anything can be resolved. Like that was mad.
Yeah, true. Holy shit.
I guess
Yeah, I forgot about
they're
that.
probably not best mates at the minute, but that picture, legendary.
Yeah, big facts. Yeah, I think the beat. Yeah, I think some soon enough, maybe. I think the beef will be resolved, but I don't think Wiley will be back in BBK.
Kind of disappointing.
I think there's. Yeah, it is disappointing. Because he, like him and Skip are. Like the Godfathers almost. Him, Skepta, Wiley. Oh no, him, Skepta, Kano,
All the boys, all
Wretch.
the OGs.
Yeah, proper OGs. So it's sad to see them beefing and not being like on good terms. Well, shit happens.
I think Gigs is releasing something soon.
Oh, I love Gig
Oh,
so much. I actually love him.
he's a
He's
don. He's
actually
a don.
so sick.
Big bad.
Oh.
I don't know when it's coming out though.
Yeah, I seen
Ah,
that.
I just said, I've just
Oh,
got to
damn.
say, I'm proud to announce that my brand new album, Big Bad, will be live midnight tonight. I'm
Oh.
100% listening to it.
Ed. Yeah, same. Dave's dropping a new song today.
So I heard.
I heard a preview for
Yeah,
it last night.
Black. I prefer when
Yeah.
Dave goes in rather than when Dave's slow and kind of melodic.
I'm like 50-50. Like I like his slowness, like my 19th birthday and what was
Yeah, that
it?
it
Letter to
was
My
really
Ex,
good,
whatever.
but I feel like Dave is better at like, his verse in Samantha where he just properly good.
I actually don't like Samantha
I
that much,
love
that song.
Samantha. I think it's one of his best songs. Hangman, unreal. Even though Hangman's like a nice mix of the two.
See, like, when it comes to Dave songs, like, Funky
Nah,
Friday,
I'm not a fan.
like, No Words, Samantha, I'm more of, like, kind of these
You're a
old
gentle
shit.
soul, Craig.
No, nah. Like the whole Six Pats album is actually sick. Like 10 out of 10. Jaclyn Hyde, banger. Tiago Silva, I don't even need to speak on that. Like Samantha, Revenge, 100 M's is okay. Tequila was King. Hangman was decent. Game Over was
Oh,
pretty good. How I Met My Ex, my 19th birthday,
Gigs
sick.
actually, you released a single. To what date was
Today.
it? 21st? Yeah, you released it today.
Gigs.
187.
187.
I'll listen to it
Gotta
after.
give them a listen after this.
Cadet. Yeah, I
Yeah,
was really
Rip Cadet.
surprised. Rip Cadet. It
Sad, sad times.
was. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, I
Like.
didn't believe it when I first saw it.
Yeah.
I was like, Cadet Cadet? Or like, is this a different cadet?
Yeah. And from what I've heard, he was just. Anytime you seen him, he was smiling. He always said, like, I love you, bro, and everything, but.
He was an emotional guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he really was. I remember when he first dropped the Letter to Crypt. That was unbelievable. That was actually so sick.
I think
Well,
Korn is always an iconic song for me.
yeah. Could it cool?
One, what a classic.
Yeah, Rip Cadet, Jesus.
No. Yeah,
So,
man. Winston Churchill's a dickhead.
I've been waiting for this topic.
You have the floor.
If anyone other from, thank God we can cush it because I fuck shit up a lot here. If, hold on, I need to take a breath. Okay, Winston Churchill. If you're not from England, you just instantly know he's a dickhead. It's just a
Yeah,
proven fact.
I
But if
would
you're
have
from
to agree.
England, then you just think he's God's gift. For example, Margaret Thatcher. Oh, don't even start me.
Oh, Jesus Christ,
Holy
we've triggered him
shit.
now.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about, like, just English people and their not privileges, but the way their perspective is on certain figures of history. They just, I don't know. I don't know how to say.
And what particularly annoys me about it's been said a million times, but it is the lack of knowledge that the English have of their own history.
Yeah.
Like they worship Winston Churchill, who actually, surprisingly enough, was an advocate of home rule. But he always treated Ireland as kind of, well, they're the peasants, but will allow them have their own thing.
Yeah. The only good thing I can say about Churchill is that when the war was on, I heard this from Blind Boys podcast. When the war was on, someone obviously came in to Churchill and was like, "We need to shut down all the museums. We need to liquidate all of that to for money for the war." And he was like, "No, then what are we fighting for?" Which I agree with, because I do think that historical things such as the museums that which they preserve is really important to our culture, because you can't ignore the fact that certain things we wouldn't be here today. So I agree with him there, but other than that, straight up pagan thing. Straight up.
Honestly, like
Margaret Thatcher also. Can't remember what year it is. It was in England. You know a yuppie? You know what a yuppie is?
no.
It's a young, what's it? Yuppie, young urban person. So, like, Wolf of Wall Street, basically. Like,
Okay.
suits and everything serious and shit like that.
Yeah,
I think it was the millennials, maybe. When they were coming up, they obviously benefited from council houses, which Margaret Thatcher brought in. She advocated for that. But once the yuppie phase came in, oh shit, hold on. I need to think for a second. The yuppie phase came in. I should probably write this shit out before I just go on a rant.
That's
At least
what
I'm not.
like Big respect to Blind Boy because he has everything kind of down, doesn't he?
Yeah, because I was only listening to his earlier on. Shout out to Blind Boy as well. Probably one of my favorite people ever.
Honestly.
I don't know what it is. He gets in this, like, what he calls a state of flow where without any distractions, it just flows, like, literally. And it's not as easy. Like, doing this now, I see it's really not as easy as he makes.
Not at all. Not at all. I'm just looking at just looking at my search history right now is a bit mad. Just Winston Churchill, atrocities, Richard Keys, Gervais, say I'll have to do it anyway.
Do you want to go hot topic?
Yeah, hit me with a hot topic.
It's not even hot. I just know me and you have different
views
on
a debate. Yeah. Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's debate time. Me and you have different views on the IRA.
We do.
And we've had this discussion a few times.
But a long time ago,
Yeah.
Right. So basically, I'll explain my side. I personally believe that the IRA and the IRB that was originally there during the fight for independence and the fight for basically independence, I guess, are a different IRA to the IRA of the 80s that were kind of famous for their car bombs and stuff like that. I personally believe that IRA, the Gerry Adams IRA, were a
were
a terrorist organization.
He was never in the IRA.
Shut your, never Craig, shut your mouth. On. Everybody knows he was in the IRA. That is my hot take for this topic. He was in the IRA. And don't deny it, because he was. He just was.
Where's the facts? He's never admitted it.
I've never admitted to eating pancakes. Doesn't mean I've never eaten a pancake. Like,
fair. Well, my view is I agree with Brogan. I agree with you with that. The IRB from 1916 is completely different to the IRA of the 80s, but they were still, like, their principles were still almost the same. They were still fighting for independence, basically. But in a more, like, I will agree it was more savage way, guerrilla warfare, but at the end of the day, their principles still were the same. They still were fighting for independence and freedom. But, yeah, I know we have different views on it.
My view is, like, during the kind of the 1916 period and before that, the British were treating us as slaves and below them. But in the 80s, they were not causing us any harm other than they had the six counties in the north. But they weren't causing us any physical harm. But the IRA's retaliation was physical harm of killing people, killing innocent people who had nothing to do with it, to prove a point.
I will agree that in war, like, quotation marks, innocent civilians do die. That happens in war, but, like, to me, this whole six counties thing should have never have happened. It's our land, it's our country. If we go into another country and just say, yeah, we're taking this shit, that's not gonna go okay. So, like, how do I, like, debate this properly without someone like a ultimate IRA head? what they done was savage. Civilian innocent people did die, but I agree with them fighting for to get the six counties back.
Oh, don't get me wrong here. I am a big advocate Well, actually, I'll explain that in a minute. I'll explain my point of view on that in a minute. But
And this will bring us on to another topic as well about Brexit and the hard border, but we'll get
that's
onto that
true, yeah.
soon.
But in the way I see it is that it was our land and it should be our land still,
Yep.
but it isn't, and that is very unfortunate. But I think that was not the way to go about getting it back. I don't believe any innocent man's life. Like, if you want to give up your life and sacrifice it for the good of your country, you do that. That is your decision. But don't take someone else's life who has nothing to do with the situation just for the country, just for what you, whether it's your own Irishman or whether it's a dirty Brit Protestant bastard. It doesn't matter. To me, it's still a life. And then we move on to the actually getting the six counties, I think would, well, maybe not with Brexit, but definitely before, would have caused more problems than it would have solved in fighting, would have, I'm 90% sure, would have ensued.
But we did try politically. We tried and tried
We
again,
tried
but
and tried again politically, but then try and try again. Don't fucking kill people.
if you keep on trying with something that's not going to work, why keep trying that way when you can try a different
Listen,
solution? Which is,
India got
go
independence
on.
without violence and unrest.
Different situations.
They in what way?
Like, as in, India have was colonized by them for only how many years? Like, I don't even know how many years they were colonized
Hang
by
on,
them, but it wasn't
I'll
as
look it up.
long as it wasn't as long as we were.
They
So that alone, like the difference in that is stupid. I think just it was just Britain being ignorant Brits just coming into a different country thinking, yeah, we're privileged, we can take your land if we want. Like, no, that's not how things work.
Yeah, I understand that. Like, I'm equally as like I don't agree with it whatsoever. I just don't think that killing is the
The
way, the violence
violence,
is the way to
yeah.
get it back.
But the way I see it, like, if you have a problem, yeah, say like a maths problem,
Yeah.
and you try to do something one way and it doesn't work, and you try again and it doesn't work, would you just keep trying even though you know it's not going to work, or would you try a different way?
Yeah, try a different way, but I wouldn't burn the paper.
But okay, then what other solution other than we tried the political side? What other solution other
Well,
than
you could also
physical
argue that
action would have
you could try
worked?
the physical side as well, and it didn't work. And now we have the peace treaty, and I think that is positive.
It is positive, yeah, definitely.
But there,
But we still don't have the six counties, which is our rightful
we
land.
still don't have the six counties, understandable, which is our rightful land. But from the vibe I'm getting off you is that we can't get the six counties as long as that peace treaty is involved.
No, I think within the next, especially with Brexit, in the next 30, 40 years, I think we might be able to get the counties
I
back.
do not believe I will see a United Ireland in my lifetime. I
Really?
don't believe I will.
What is that?
Because I don't see one, looking at it strictly from a logical point of view, it is extra, it is going to cost the Irish government so much more money. It is The English probably want us to have it at this stage because it's like it's no use to them.
Yeah,
they probably want to give it to us. I don't think the Irish government want to take it back because it's a burden, if anything.
Okay, but here's my solution then. I know you're saying it's a burden on us. I know, I think last year, I think it was 2016, the North alone cost England, I think it was like 50 million or something, just to like to keep as a country. But with Brexit, Ireland is going to be the only English-speaking country in Europe. Like that alone, like I was only hearing on the radio, major big banks are looking at Dublin for the headquarters. So with Brexit, it's a positive that with us being the only English-speaking country, that's so we're going to get like flooded with money with the companies. So I think with that, I think we can take on the burden of the six counties.
It's worth bearing in mind, maybe companies will come in and locate here in rather than the US, the UK, but also remember that our number one biggest export is
Is
to
the
the
UK,
UK.
yeah.
So we lose
I
the
understand that.
majority of that. That means we have to
Yeah.
sell to the US more, which is not fun because they're not in the EU. We only have a trade agreement. That means you can't do some things. There's tax on it, blah,
Yeah.
blah, blah. We can trade to Europe, but we still have to go around the UK to do that.
Yeah.
It where there's give, there's take, and where there's take, there's give. Like,
That's with everything.
yeah, but if you
Like, nothing will ever be perfect.
look at my dad's company, right? My dad
Yeah.
is a supplier to the jewelry trade, let's call him, okay?
Yeah.
He deals with primarily one massive company called Cookson in the UK.
Yeah.
He buys all his gold, all his silver, and all his platinum from them. He buys like massive sheets of this. He also buys tills and all this from them. If they do not want to move from the UK, he will no longer be able to use them as a supplier. Which means he's going to have to find a new supplier. And which means he's going to more than likely have to spend a lot more money to get them shipped and brought to Ireland because there is pretty much one company that serves most of Europe. So for him, and I'm sure for a lot of other companies, Brexit is very scary and really probably would be better off not happening.
Do you actually think it's gonna happen?
I think it kind of has to, doesn't it?
I think when the vote first came around for Brexit, like I was listening when it was all going on, there was interviewers and reporters what's the really big college, really, really fancy in England?
Oxford, Cambridge.
Yeah. Cambridge, Oxford, all of the big ones, and all of the students there, the 90%, like the majority of them, was saying it's a really stupid idea. But even though they voted, it was the older generation that have like the ignorance. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Like, do you not like you can understand like British people do have. I'm not saying all British people are ignorant, but a lot of them are quite ignorant and they have this sort of privilege to them. It's the older generation that were like, we're Britain, we'll do what we want, we're the greatest country in the world. But I think after the vote, the whole country shit thought, oh shit, this ain't good. So that's why it's. I don't actually know if it's going to go through. I think they've made their bed. They should lie in it, but they know if they fucked up.
Yeah, but I do think it'll go through because if it doesn't go through, well, I think
The EU are going to look like they're pushover
the
then.
EU will go if they don't have a deal by whenever it is, the end of March, which is a month, they're gonna go, well, see you later. Like you're just a country on your own, sort your own trade deals out, which is gonna fuck them and everyone else in the, well, maybe not everyone else in the EU, but us anyway. It's gonna fuck us a lot.
Yeah.
And I had another point there, but now I forget what I was gonna say. Oh yeah, it was like the only way out would be to get a redo the vote, redo the referendum. But that's gonna cause uproar with all the people who voted no and are still voting no, going, well, that's not fair. They're only doing that now because all this propaganda and stuff like that. So I think the fair thing to do would be do a revote, but I don't think that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I agree.
Because there was so much lies in the whatever, what do you call it? Like in propaganda's in my head, but it wasn't propaganda. It was like, yeah,
Publicity.
right. You know what I mean,
Yeah.
anyway. But like, there
Yeah.
was so much lies, like Boris Johnson being like, "Yeah, it'll cost not the HSE, that's the Irish one,
The NHS.
the NHS. The it'll cost the NHS 300 million quid a year to stay in the EU. Like stuff like that. That was just blatantly a lie."
It's just scare tactics.
It was just scare tactics and it worked. And I don't fucking know why Boris Johnson was leading the cause because he's an idiot.
Major idiot.
You need to take one look at fucking soccer ad to see he's a fucking retard.
Not on the topic of Brexit, do you think there will be no border, a soft border, or a hard border if Brexit goes through?
Well, see, if I knew the answer to that question, I wouldn't be here. I think they put a hard border in and it causes uproar. They don't put a hard border in. I don't think they're legally not allowed to do a hard border or any border unless they come up with a trade agreement. Like a kind of backstop thing, which doesn't look likely at the minute, because be fair to Ireland, they're kind of going, well, we are here. Like, you can't just make up your own rules and then go, yeah, that'll do. We have to agree to that. And to be fair to the European Union, are going, yeah, but what about Ireland? Which,
No,
respect.
yeah, totally. They are
Like,
standing up
here's your
for
man,
us.
Jean-Claude Juncker, whatever. He's always going on about us, so that's good. But yeah, basically, I don't know. I think whatever they're damned if they do, damned if they don't.
I think any sort of border and it will cause utter outrage. Like, I genuinely think scenes close to the 80s might happen.
Yeah, like this is gonna be the modern equivalent of. Like the IRA will come back, but not the IRA, if you get me. It'll be
Yeah, it'll be the new IRA.
the new IRA or the real IRA or whatever they call themselves and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's just they fucked themselves, and it was
Yeah.
funny at first, like ha, they've fucking fucked up now, but
But
now getting
repercussions.
close to it, you're like, this doesn't suit us at all, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw a Frankie Boyle tweet and I was like, I wonder what it'll be like for the Irish watching the Brits go into starvation and have a famine. Like,
Hello,
respect.
Frankie Boyle.
Fuck. Yeah, that's Brexit for you.
I think we did pretty de decent on that
We
part.
did. There was no arguments, really.
We just came to a
That
50-50
was good.
agreement.
I enjoyed that.
Reply.
Respect.
Right, what have we talked about? We've talked about football.
Football.
We've talked a little bit about crime. Brexit. Churchill's a dickhead.
Judges they get. One last thing is Twitter, I guess. What's on Twitter at the minute?
Yeah, I'm not a big man on Twitter, so you gotta go there.
Teenager,
I'll check, but...
right? Teenager shot at London tube station during a suspected argument. That's kind of mad. I guess nothing really to talk about.
Yeah.
Flights resume after drone sighting at Dublin Airport.
I know this is on Twitter, but thoughts on Declan Rice?
I mean, in a way, I'm kind of conflicted about it because, yeah, he represented Ireland under 16, under 17, under 19.
Oh, completely there.
He represented Ireland under 16, under 17, under 19s, yeah?
Yeah.
But he is English.
True.
Like, I think... I understand why he chose to go with Ireland at an underage level, get more of a chance to get international football at an underage level.
Yeah.
And I also understand why he's reverted to go to England, because he feels that he can get a game for his country, the country he considers himself from. So yeah. In that respect, I have a bit of sympathy for him getting a lot of backlash. But also, if you really feel like you're English, you should be playing for England from your youth.
I wasn't too sure on the topic. I thought that if you play for Ireland, you play for Ireland. It's simple. I don't think you should be able to switch countries. But what kind of put me straight was I was listening to Nima's talk, and Kevin Kilbane was on, and he was in a similar situation, obviously, when he was younger. And he himself said that if you put on that jersey, you represent that country. He said that even though that he was from England, and that when he went back to England, he got backlash. He said he did not care. He put on the shirt, he played for Ireland. He loves Ireland. That was his view as well, but I can't quite remember. It's just on the tip of my tongue.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter.
I think that's the way it should be. I think switching countries it's just dumb.
I like, if I was good at football, I'd be eligible for Scotland and Ireland. But I never grew up dreaming of putting on a Scottish jersey. Like, it was always in my dreams, it would be playing for Ireland and scoring for Ireland. Like, my mom is Scottish and my granddad is Scottish, but I don't feel any part of me is Scottish, if you get me.
Yeah, I understand, yeah.
But sure. I'm not supposed to give my opinion. Subscribe to PewDiePie.
Yeah, subscribe to PewDiePie. Yeah. I think
did he overtake?
T series might have taken over. I don't know. I'm checking now.
What the fuck? It's up to 20k.
It was like
8K, yeah, it was 8k in his last video. It's up to 20k.
So.
Plan X worked.
he's book review. One of my favorite things ever.
I actually don't watch it because I wouldn't have a clue what he's talking about.
Nah, I love book reviews. I say last topic, shoes, and then I'll try chop this up here. What's your favorite shoe?
Let's just hit it. It has to be like specifically or.
Give me specifically and then just generally, like as in the model itself, model silhouette.
I'm gonna say Air Force One anyway, and okay. I'm gonna say the off-white Air Force Ones, the MoMA ones, the Museum of Modern Art ones.
The black ones are the white ones.
They black and silver.
Yeah, they are beauties.
They're selling for 1,700.
Jesus Christ.
Lowest ask is 9.5 grand.
Holy shit. You already know my answer. Earmax one. I just think it's an absolute classic.
That's the thing. You own your grail. It's kind
yeah,
of,
I know.
It makes so me sad.
Lucky to be lucky
I'm not gonna lie.
Earmax one elephant. At most. 2017. The 2007. Even if I had the money, I don't think I would buy it. I don't know. I just think at even though my love for shoes is so big, I think just at this age, I don't know if I'd appreciate it enough.
I get that.
Yeah.
Tell me now, right? Okay. I cut across now, right? I'm just looking on StockX, okay? The Virgil X MoMA Air Force 1, 2007. No socks. 1,719. The same shoe with socks,
2,292. How much?
That's like 500 quid for a pair of socks.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're limited edition. Because Off-White socks alone are like 100 quid.
I presume they are.
So, if they are limited edition, then obviously, they'll bump it straight up.
I would assume there.
Off-White Nike Air Force.
Just look up MoMA and they come up. Yeah.
Oh, will it? Okay. Yeah, MoMA, no socks. Lowest ask, 2-2. MoMA with socks. No, even lowest ask, hold on. 2-6. And 2-2, 2-6 and 2-2. Yeah, 400 quid-ish.
Did you see the MX one grass has dropped? The golf?
Yeah.
They're actually sick. I actually love them so much. Like also on StockX they're 256, right? I'm looking at them. In 9.5.
Yeah.
On Flight Club, they are $900.
Yeah, I stick with StockX.
I would never go near Fly Club to buy shoes.
No. Jesus, no. Like, I know StockX add the processing fee and the
shipping fee. Even
then,
like,
it's still so much cheaper.
Like,
and you know, it's like, obviously, I'm not saying that Fly Club sell fake shoes, but I've seen the StockX process of, like, how they authenticate them. And they're really thorough with, like, the process of it. So, like, I'd be happy knowing that it's the actual thing itself.
Yeah, like, literally, the only thing, if you bought these grasses now, it's 265 by now.
Mm.
And it's 1229 shipping.
Plus processing fee. It does. Have you ever bought StockX?
Well, no, it doesn't say anything about processing fee.
Watch
review purchase. It just says total 277.29.
Nah, see, they'd be sneaky on the first one. They only show you after the first one. What are they again? Air Max
grass.
One
or grass. Golf.
Air Max One golf. Right, 8.5 by now. Processing fee, 52 quid.
Ouch!
Yeah. Shipping, €15. That's for an 8.5. So, but if I wanted to buy now, it'd be 290. And the total would be 358.
That is rough.
Yeah, they're sneaky with it. It's only after the fourth one that you buy that they actually show the processing fee then. I've been right. Type up on StockX. Type up Air Max One, and then just write Pata. PATTA.
It is okay.
Look at the 5th anniversary.
Okay, hang on. Fifth. Oh, that's denim. Shit. Green. Yeah.
Click on
Oh,
him.
fuck. What?
Yeah. They're my new growls at the minute.
Yeah, man. Good luck.
But I'm waiting a long ass time.
What the fuck? Nearly $2,000.
Yeah, there's no 8.5 seater whatsoever.
The only thing is 10.5. And you're not, you'd have to fit about 17 souls in that for you.
Yeah, I'm not triple socking.
Fuck.
I really don't know what my next purchase is.
Man, I have no fucking money, so.
Somehow, some way, I accumulate funds for shoes. I always do it. It's an addiction. I want a pair of Jordan ones, but I don't know how to wear them. If you do,
I had a pair of Jordan ones way before I was into shoes.
So did I. I think mine were yellow and black.
I respect it.
They look like Bumblebee.
I respect them. Were they like shiny or?
No.
Respect. No, I don't like the shiny ones.
Yeah, neither do I. Shall we leave it there?
Probably. How long have we been recording now? About 2 hours or something?
Close. It was 60 minutes before I cut out first time. Then the second time it was almost a half an hour. Yeah, 2 hours basically.
Yeah, that'll do. We'll probably cut it down a little bit. So.
Right, how do we end this?
Basically, City are going to win the league. Giggs has a new album coming out. Fuck Churchill. Not so sure about the IRA. Fuck Brexit. Shoes are deadly.
Yeah, don't
there you go. Join us next time in about 7 months when we do episode 2.
All right. Bye. Oh, why am I saying boy? Shit, right.